Greetings in Jesus' name on this 27th day of July, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 80s outside. It's going to be a blistering day on this marvelous Monday. We're back to the radio mic, and we've been away up in the mountains of Maine for several days and resting our bodies and also being a part of the State of Maine Golf Championship and rejoicing in the goodness of our God. But we are back, and we are thrilled to be able to share in what God is doing. Yesterday was a benchmark day, a high mark day in our life, my wife and I's life. We had the distinct privilege of ministering in the first church we started and the final church we started, which is the 8th church that we've seen started here in this great state. We had to drive yesterday. The weather was stormy and thunderstorms, and so we left and drove 3.5 hours to East Millinocket, Maine, and preached two messages there and had another floor signing service as they're getting new carpet in their church, and praise God for the great service there. We drove 2.5 hours across the state to a little community called Whiting, Maine, and there preached at the Hope Bible Baptist Church. What a joy and a privilege it was, and God gave us a wonderful time there preaching and singing the Word of God. We drove 4.5 hours back and made it back home by the 11 o'clock hour. A strong, almost 16-hour day in the circuit-riding gospel ministry. Thank God we had a car. I love the airplane. Wish I could have flown, but the thunderstorms kept us, but I'm glad I had a car. A horse, it would have took us a week or 2 weeks to be able to do what we did in one day. And we're so grateful for how the Lord blessed. Today we're very busy working on our house, going wide open on our house, finishing it up, getting it ready for the roofers. And it's exciting to see it all come together. If you have a copy of the scriptures today, look with me in Acts chapter number 27 and verse number 7. Actually, it's Acts 26 and verse 7. The Bible said, "Unto which promise our 12 tribes." We know here in this context, Paul is testifying. He is sharing about his life, and he's sharing about the historical evidence of his people. And he says this about them, "Unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serving God day and night hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews." So he stands before them, Agrippa, that is King Agrippa, and he testifies of this great hope that he has. He says, "I'm actually accused of the Jews for this hope's sake." But what is intriguing to me is one of two times this word is used in the Bible. It's the word instantly. It's used in another reference in the book of Luke, chapter number 7, but only twice is this word used. And in this context of Scripture, it is used in reference to serving God. It said, "Instantly serving God day and night." Instantly serving God day and night. And I want to speak for the next minute or so on that great Bible truth. Instantly serving God day and night. The people of God, when the Lord revealed himself to them and knew what they needed to do, the Bible says that they instantly served God day and night. My dear friend, today, don't you think it's high time for some of us to just go ahead and say, "I'm going to serve God right now. I'm going to instantly serve God. I'm going to serve God in any capacity that I can." The ministry is crying for laborers. I don't know that we could even say crying. We might be better. It might be better said screaming. The ministry is just crying out and screaming out for laborers to serve God. I believe when we go out evangelizing, it would be great if the whole church would come out and instantly serve God in evangelization of our communities. I believe it would be wonderful when we have work days for there not to be 8 people that show up, but there to be 80 people that show up for work day around the house of God, instantly serving God. I'm telling you, it'd be wonderful just to be able to have every single individual in our churches to instantly serve God. Find where they can serve Him. Find how, are they soul winners? Are they singers? Are they servants? Are they painters? What is it that they can do? Are they builders? Are like Bezalel? Are they able to build things? What is it that they're able to do but just instantly serve God day and night? I'd get my pressure washer out, men of God, and I'd pressure wash the church house. I'd pressure wash the steps. I'd get the hedge trimmers out, and I'd trim the hedges around the church house. I'd get the tree trimmers out, and I'd trim the maple trees. They need delimbed. They need to look pretty again. Oh, I'd serve God in every capacity I could. I'd get the visitation truck out, and I'd go to house, and I'd visit the elderly. I'd pray with the elderly. I'd visit the lost people. I'd get the soul winner Bible out, and I'd go soul winning and visit people. I'd instantly serve God. That's what we must do today, dear friend. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm stirred up about this. This is a great Bible word, and it's something that we all need to do. We need to instantly serve God day and night. May the Lord remind us of this great Bible truth, and may we do this, instantly serve God. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to TBELL@metrocast.net. I know you're listening. Not many people say they are, but I know you're listening. And God bless you. I pray you have a wonderful Christ-filled day.